Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Humanity, potential with God, all great knowledge is this, said St. Augustine, for a man to know that he himself is by himself nothing, and that whenever he is from God and on account of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we do acknowledge that we are here by your grace, and if we open ourselves to your prompting, we can accomplish great things that will benefit our state and its people. So be with us and hear our prayers, for with you all things are possible. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll. What?
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Green, Senator from Saline, Senator from Lawrence, Senator from the 11th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, second day.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Mr. President, I have three very, very special guests I'd like to introduce to the body. The very first one is Dr. Mark Curtis. He's an optometrist from the Warrensburg area, and if my guests would please stand. The next one is Dr. Tom Hobbs, also in the same practice, optometrist from Warrensburg. And in their office is a para-optician, Jennifer Ross from Sedalia. And they're here talking about great things for eye care, eye health, eye examinations. And also, they are the ones who are responsible for our cinnamon rolls that are here today. So let's give them a warm
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Johnson from Warrensburg here in Sedalia. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, you have a concurrent resolution?
I'm sorry, I have a resolution. I have a Senate joint
We are
resolution.
Not on that order of business, Senator. Perhaps the senator from the 23rd will let us back up and go to the order of business of Senator, somebody said you have a bill. Do you have a bill? Senator from 23rd, what is your pleasure? We're on the order of business of concurrent resolution. Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin, there you are, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward.
I have a bill.
We shall read it.
All right.
And the reader will announce to the world precisely what it is. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Read the bill, the senator from Franklin.
Senate Joint Resolution 45, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to state sovereignty.
Senator, care to explain?
Just a very simple resolution on state sovereignty.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Saline. Oh, no, but introduction of bills. Senator from Christian.
Have a bill?
Send it forward. Read the bill of the senator from Christian.
Senate Bill 616, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the mandatory offering of sinkhole insurance coverage for property damage caused by sinkhole activity.
Senator?
No explanation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 617, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the MoHealthNet spend-down program.
Senator?
Back the mic off a little bit from you.
Okay. Just briefly.
Proceed.
Amazingly, the Department of Social Services has not promulgated rules defining who is eligible for MoHealthNet, and this bill would simply require them to do that as they are currently required to do by law and then have it done. Thank you.
The second bill.
Senate Bill 618, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to auctioning real estate.
Senator. Introduction of bill. Senator from Jasper.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Newton or Jasper. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 619, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to insurance payments for covered loss or damage.
Senator, care to explain?
It's just an addition that when we have a house completely destroyed, that wind and water is treated the same as fire.
Senator from the second, send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 620, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to life, health, and accident insurance.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Bill is self-explanatory.
Thank you. Read the bill of the senator from Phelps.
Senate Bill 621, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to hospital licensure.
Senator from the 7th, send your bills forward.
Two copies of three.
flag.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 622, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to prescription eye drop refills.
Senator?
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 623, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the authority of banks and trust companies to transfer fiduciary obligations.
Explanation.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the first was on his feet first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 624, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the privatization of the Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company.
Senator?
No further explanation, Mr. President. Thank you.
Senator from Cole.
I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 625, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to transfers between retirement systems.
I read the second bill.
Senate Bill 626, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to products liability.
Senator from Boone.
President, I have three bills.
Send your bills forward.
They don't require any explanation, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Read the first bill of the senator from Boone.
Senate Bill 627, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to waste management services for state agencies.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 628, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to a surcharge in certain criminal cases.
And read the third bill.
Senate Bill 629, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, introduction of two bills.
Send your bills forward, sir. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 630, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the extension of the sunset on the rolling stock tax credit.
Read the second bill, Senator from Polk.
Senate Bill 631, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to grain purchases.
Senator from Saline, now you have a bill. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 632, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the establishment of a memorial highway.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions?
Concurrent resolutions, excuse me.
Concurrent resolutions. Make that.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move that House Concurrent Resolution number 1 be brought before the body.
You heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Concurrent Resolution number 1 sets the state of the state address for Tuesday, January 17th. I would move for the adoption.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator closes on adoption of House Concurrent Resolution number 1. Call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
The senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the 9th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Christian. Senator from the 2nd. Senator from the 13th. By your vote of 32-0, you have adopted the resolution. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that House Concur Resolution Number 2 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. If the senator from the 1st gets his way, this will be the last State of the Judiciary address. I would move for its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of House Concurrent Resolution Number 2. Call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Lewis. Senator from 14th. Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 1st. You're recorded as a no. Yes, sir. It was loud and clear before. We're delighted to make the change, Senator. Senator from Green, in a green shirt. Senator from Cape. Senator from Clay. Senator from Johnson. You are not recorded and you must vote. Thank you, Senator. By your vote of 33-0, you have adopted HCR 2. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the governor? If there are, I would request a waiver of the reading and ask you to print them in the journal.
There are, and thank you, Senator. They shall be so printed. Senator?
Mr. President, would you please refer to those to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
Shall be so referred, sir. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 592.
Senate Bill 592, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment.
Senator from 23rd.
Is that the only one?
Order business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Clay. Madam.
Yes, Mr. President, I have an announcement. I've been asked by the good folks at the American Heart Association to announce that the legislative
Can't hear the senator from Clay.
The legislative CPR training day at the Capitol will be held on Tuesday, January 10th. That's tomorrow. They're going to be one-hour sessions at 11 a.m., 12 p.m., and 1 p.m. That's going to be in the House alcove. So for all of us who are eating all this delicious and scrumptious food inside the Capitol that might possibly cause us to have a heart attack, this would be a good way to save our friends and family members. So please go to the one-hour session training for Legislative CPR Training Day at the Capitol, sponsored by the American Heart Association. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. Stand adjourned. As many as are in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.